Hi and hello, welcome tonight, Friday, September 23rd, 2022, to the 6000 Radio Network with AJ and the squad. Hello everybody, hello. Welcome.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi, sit back and relax. We got some great stuff going on tonight. Oh, you're going to be
good.
Wanting to hear it. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, bear, how y'all doing? Yeah, talking to you and talking to you. I bet you sitting here on this here show, and you want to say your little show, huh? You want to be heard? You got a question you want to ask? Well, I'll tell you what you got to do. Susan, you listen to me, because I listen. I know about these here folks, and I'll be on this show a good while. So you going to press that bell one, and that bell host the key. And see that there, gonna let them know that you wanna say something. Then you will listen, you'll say unmuted. And guess what? You're gonna say something. So remember, you gotta press that one if you got a comment, you got a question that you would like to ask the squad. And you thank you. Alright? Alright.
You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on the 6000 Radio Network. Okay.
I'm counting all my blessings. Counting all my blessings. I'm 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 counting all my blessings.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, I'm Poker Jones and I'm blessed. Total game, I'm next. Home kicking with the bodybuilders. No Poker Jones, no legs. I'm out to count my blessings. Cause you don't know when the next. My brother just did 15 years. He coming home. My best friend tried to do me in, and I seen him coming, then stress it. But I cut his ass off before he could. That's what you call a blessing. Everybody ain't your friend. Finding out is a blessing. Some folks try to use you up, they think you use their blessing. Man, love people hard to find. Finding something is a blessing. They'll keep it real in your face, but behind your back they mess up. When Black died, I scarred my cross and I gave to him the blessing. I told him, could no matter what, I'ma help the fam, I bless them.
I'm counting all my blessings. Counting all my blessings. I'm 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 counting all my blessings.
You think life is a blessing, that mean we ain't on the same team.
Amen.
You ain't seen the things that I seen. I turned nightmares into dreams. We got put out the house, whole family. I think God was just trying to test us. But that made us strong and that brought us closer. That's what you call a blessing. I wasn't born with it, I had to get it. All the money was a blessing. Small money was a blessing,
okay.
But that tall money,
amen.
My sister about to have surgery.
Dang.
I told her don't even worry,
okay.
She told me I ain't even stressing.
Bless.
I'm counting all my blessings. I salute the to do what they do that ain't out here just flexing. Everybody ain't a hustler. Being one is a blessing. Dropped out of school in 11th grade. I told them I don't need no lessons. Before grandma died, she told me go on back. That's what you call a blessing.
I'm counting all my blessings. Counting all my blessings. I'm 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 counting all my blessings.
Hey, I'm helping you, you ain't helping me. You better recognize your blessing. That's true sinners, no period on it, no explanations or questions.
Okay.
And I put that on this gold watch, this gold ring on my necklace. I'm money machine investing. I'm counting all my blessings. My uncle just stopped smoking dope. He need rehab testing.
Amen.
Now he getting money like a Mexican. That's what's called a blessing.
hated Jarvis, I had. I don't deal with them, they trash it. We ain't still the same, they pass it. I'm counting all these blessings. You blessed, you got family. They got the bag like Hanley. That's great to play till you have it. No matter what they standing. Ain't the trap, the haters, they ain't worth nothing. I buy riches, I want treasure. I'm Poker Jones, I'm focused on just counting all my blessings. I'm counting all my blessings. Counting all my blessings. I'm 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 counting all my blessings.
Amen. Amen.
That was Poker Jones with Counting All My Blessings.
Our Father who art in heaven, holy would be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we ask and pray. First of all, God, we repent of anything we may have said, done, omission, commission, to grieve or displease you in any way, form, or fashion, God. But, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for early rising clothes in our right mind, God. You didn't have to do it, God, but you did, God. You brought us to this appointed time, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, for you're worthy of the praise, God. And we want to thank you, God, for a sound mind. We want to thank you, Father God, for this program tonight, God. We want to thank you for our guest tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We want to thank you, God, for 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad and Queens Court, God. We want to thank you, Father God, for meeting us right here at the appointed time, God, that you have your way, God, and we're counting all of our blessings, God. We're thanking you in advance, God, for doing what you're doing, God. We thank you for the growth, Father God, of 6 Eyes Radio with AJ and the squad, God. We thank you that you catch hold, God, and you continue to be our God and light and be the driving force in our life. And Lord, we give you all of the praise. We give you all of the glory, God. We thank you for every listener that are listening in tonight, God, that they leave with their plate filled and not an empty plate, but leave with their plate filled, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, God. Lord, we count it already done, God, because you are able, God, to do all things exceedingly in abundance and above all that we ask or think. And Father God, we give you all the praise. And Lord, we ask that you continue, God, to bless Poker Jones, Father God. Continue to bless him, Father God, on the chart, God. Continue, God, to elevate him, God. But always know, God, that he has to kind of bless him wherever that he's performing, God, and whatever that he's doing, God. But, Lord, we ask, Lord, that we continue to grow AJ and the squad in Queens Court, God, and every listener, ear to have an ear to hear, our family, friends, and loved one, God. We thank you, Father God, for being a blessing in each and every one of our lives, God. But, Lord, when we leave here, never leave here without you, knowing that you are in charge. And we count it already done in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we ask and that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of AJ and the Squad on the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
AJ and the Squad.
What's going on, everyone?
Wait, I need to say something, because I was really over here dancing and stuff. I love that song.
I'm
like, count all my blessings. Got the light beat going through it. I'm like, damn.
Yes, count them. Count them. I bet if you
try to count
your
blessings,
you couldn't count all of them. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello.
Happy Friday, right?
Happy Friday.
Great Friday.
Glad we made it to another Friday. Absolutely.
Remember, if you're calling in and you want to talk, press that 1, and we'll open up your mic, and you can come join the party with us. Come join the party.
I'm trying to say what the party is. Hey, where the party at?
Where the party at?
Where the party at?
Up in here. Up in
here.
Hey, Long. Y'all make me have something.
Well, hello, everyone.
Up in here.
Hey,
hi,
what's
hi,
going
hi.
On? I believe that's
Six.
Mr. Sister
you,
Boss is in the building.
Ah, that's who that is.
I think the boss is in the building.
No,
everybody.
I don't know him. Well,
Mr.
I don't know
Six
him.
Himself is the Six Eyes of the Six Eyes Radio Network. That is our boss. Everyone say hi, Six.
I get
hey,
hey,
hi, Six.
Hey, Six.
What's up? What's going on, sir? What's going on? What's good evening to you?
Thank you, sir. Now, check it out. We all counting our blessings, but one thing you know I'm not doing is dancing. I leave that up to LeVar, but I am sitting back drinking.
LeVar can't dance either.
I heard that LeVar is a lady, man. I already got him some cuts.
LeVar, he just grew up or something.
LeVar,
yeah.
I don't even like him.
He got a little
money.
We
ain't talking
money.
About that $25 and $35 you be getting him.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. That is not enough.
Is LeVar sugar daddy? Because I swear, when I was in the mall,
he
said Wednesday.
He can't be that sugar daddy. He'll give him $25 or $35.
Look, that would cover my pretzel bill, because my pretzel was $8 and some cent at the mall the other day, and I'm still baffled about that, okay?
So check it out. When LeVar's voice changed, I increased his allowance.
I know that.
Okay.
Right. Say no more tooth fairy for LeVar.
How much
you
getting there?
So right now
he
gets
$200 in his pocket.
He got put this way. He got enough money. He got enough money to go out. He got enough money to get an outfit, go out to a nice restaurant. But see, he always want to go to burger places. So
you need a woman in your life because she needs to upgrade LeVar. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to steak and ribs or something?
Well, look. I had a talk with LeVar. I said, you want to keep a woman and keep her happy, make sure she's fed, make sure she's respected. So I gave him some list of restaurants, and I gave him the budget so he's able to go there.
Okay.
So,
Is he going to be able to bring a gift with him
for the lady when he comes?
Yeah, so he's going to be going to Hibachi Grill. He's going to be going there.
Okay.
Make sure he pulls
his
seat out.
Make sure he pulls his seat out
and push her in. And make sure she starts eating before he picks up his fork. So I told him all this stuff. And AJ, I gave him your number because he said he wanted your number. So he'll be calling.
Come call anytime. That's fine. You know.
LeVar,
I'm a good therapist. I can help him. I promise you, I can.
Yeah, LeVar.
Me don't need to hang around with you too long because I think you be giving him the wrong information.
He do. Don't get nowhere with the women.
Put it this way. LeVar and Six Eyes is the height they say. All right, God bless you. Have a great show. Love y'all.
Yeah.
You did it.
I'm listening.
That's why you said it quick.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
I'm not a fan of his, so
to
get him
it's and cool.
LeVar.
It's cool. I love y'all. And LeVar, I love y'all, too.
And we all
love
y'all.
But anyway, what y'all going to do today?
Well, you know
tonight,
how we always do.
I'm excited.
The show. We always check everybody's mental, you know, do our buddy checks, wellness checks, health checks, so we can go around the board, starting with the queens. And remember, the phone lines are open. Press that 1 if you want to be heard. Come on in and share your opinions and suggestions with us. Tell us how y'all doing.
Hey, so I know tonight is kind of an odd night, and we got a lot going on tonight, and we're gonna have to differentiate from the original program just a little bit because somebody's got to do what they got to do and move where they got to move on to. So, without further ado,
Let's go.
I would love to present to others and introduce to some the infamous, the great, the professional, Miss Polka Jones. There he is.
Hey. Hey.
Yes.
How y'all doing? It's
movement, the new wave in the building.
We good.
How are you doing?
Hi, Mr. Parker. Hey, Mr. Jones.
I appreciate that title, New Wave. I'm going to use that.
Absolutely, sir. Please do.
Hey.
We can talk about royalty and points later.
I worked hard for this.
And for those who don't know, Mr. Jones is currently at an event. He's gracious enough to take his time to come on the podcast and be with us, give us a little bit of his stories. And
okay.
So we're very thankful and very appreciative to Mr. Polka Jones.
I just want to thank everybody for having me, man. I am at a show, and I do got time to talk to y'all because it's family, it's love. And this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So if we got to make time, we got to make time.
Thank you.
Family love.
Appreciate, sir.
Will you, we'll just let you just start about how you got started and some of the stuff that you've been through to get where you are now. And so just tell you tell us what you want us to know about.
Well, I'll tell you one thing for sure. I do want to inspire somebody. So salute and shout out to everybody listening. Thank you for your time. Most importantly, thank you for your time once again. I actually got my start in a weird way when it came to being in music because I didn't have any aspects of being a musician. I always told my grandparents and my parents that I would grow up to be an architect. I wanted to design buildings as a kid and stuff like that. But, you know, as you shape as a kid and you go to school and you meet different people and different people come into your life, I had a history teacher, God bless her soul, Miss Watley, and she used to make us write poems all the time and express certain things. She would come up with topics or whatever and see who could come up with the best poems. And the fact that she did that, she told me one time, she actually said, I think I was in the seventh grade, she said, you write poetry very well. You need to write music. People could say stuff to you in your walk of life when you're going through different scenarios and situations that'll stick with you.
Right.
It'll be like a light bulb that they turn on because you don't even know that that's your direction. It's like God put people in your path, and that light bulb just pop on when they say certain things. And that really changed my life because I really started writing poems and writing music and really wanting to be an artist. And that's how everything just got pretty much started, as being an artist and wanting to do music. My music didn't come to where I wanted to be until about, I'll say, 3 years ago. Maybe 3 years ago, so that's how long I've been doing soul and blues music. I want to say about 3 years. So any of the music that you look up is not old music. It's only, you know, the older tracks have been out only 3 years. And let me tell you, man, it's been such a ride. It's been one awesome ride. I met so many beautiful people, so state to state, and people show so much love when the music talks to them and it's something that they like. They just show mad love, man, so... That's just basically how I got started doing music, you know, being inspired by one of my school teachers, taking their advice and running with it, right?
That's awesome.
That's you never know. You never know in your walk of life who might inspire you or motivate you or, you know, have something to do with your direction in life.
Right.
I'm so thankful for that blessing of her saying that because I wrote a song called "Counting All My Blessings," and that song is basically telling my story. That song is telling where I come from. It's telling you who I am. It's telling you my trials, my tribulations, my ups, my downs, and the message in that record is so powerful that I've been blessed to get booked in churches, fundraisers, feed the homeless, whatever type of event that's going on with the community. Definitely, I think the biggest nonprofit fundraiser I did has to be the Hosea Williams Feed the Hungry that they do annually here in Atlanta, right?
Okay,
that's a blessing. That's just the power of good music. And if that teacher wouldn't have never told me I need to write music, I wouldn't have been able to touch all those people with that song, right? But all the records do have their own message. All the records have their own message and their own direction.
It's just basically I was telling my story with that song. And some people actually accepted the record as gospel.
Mm-hmm. Well,
But you know what, y'all?
What would you call your music?
I would call my music soul and blues, but one thing we do know, soul music and blues music come from where? The church, right? So when they said they thought that song was gospel, it was like I was close to the borderline of gospel. I was more pushing toward the gospel line than the soul and blues line. I didn't mean for that to happen. I was just telling my story, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as you listen to all the other records do sound more like blues records. The other records do more sound more like soul, you know.
That's all right.
Got a late.
Anybody got anything?
No, I was just going to say, he does have a lot of great quality music. Absolutely. You know, we spent about an hour, a little bit over an hour, going through the Mr. Poker Jones jukebox that he has on his webpage, pokerjones.com. A lot of great music on there.
I really appreciate that. Put a quarter in the jukebox. Name a song. If you had a quarter to put in the Poker Jones jukebox right now, what would you play? Go ahead.
Thunder Dallas.
Old school. I like old school. I ain't gonna lie. I'm feeling that old school. I ain't gonna lie. That beat is crazy.
And you know what, bro? And you know
Change
what,
Man. Change Man is bananas. I like that one too. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
But look.
Listen
to old school dance. It's a dance song, but it's a positive message in the record.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That ain't easy to do. As an artist, I look at myself as a chemist. When I'm in the lab, I must mix the right ingredients to touch
exactly.
a little bit of everybody. I got to add a little bit of everything
mm-hmm.
in. So I think I captured everybody with that record, right?
I love it.
Absolutely.
Before Dip Baby hit almost 2 million views on TikTok, believe me, Old School Dance was the biggest record. And before
wow.
Old School Dance, it was counting on my blessings. So the records actually got bigger
mm-hmm.
and bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Amen. Mr. Jones.
So if you can make us, if you, great, Miss Sheila.
Amen. Mr. Jones, I tell you one thing for sure and two things that I know. That song, that introduction song that was introduced tonight, Count My Blessings, you know, that's
right.
very powerful. That's a very powerful song. And I think that every household need to hold that song and really need to listen to what the lyrics are saying. Don't get caught up in the sound of the music, but get caught up in the word. I mean, get caught up because that song is a testimony. You're doing a testimony in that song, and I tell you, that song says something to so many listening ears that has an ear to hear. He said, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And it says it to the young, the old, the widow age. It speaks, amen, it speaks volume. But I'm so grateful, amen, even for the thunder showers, amen, that God is just simplifying. And God is speaking, and are we listening? The question is, are we really listening, amen, to the music? Let's not get caught up in that sound, but get caught up, amen, in the testimony of the lyrics of what is being said, because that's a story. And everything, in every song, there is a story. There's a story behind it. And I tell you, I'm grateful for Count My Blessing, because I do that day to day on a daily basis, being a woman of God.
Amen.
I count my blessing because I didn't have to be here. And I didn't have to be here this night to hear Mr. Poker Jones. Amen. Higher heights and deeper depths is where God has you at this time. So please continue to count all your blessings wherever you go and wherever your feet tread upon. Continue to count all of your blessings. Amen.
And I'm going to say for real quick. Poker Jones,
Six
Eyes here. Counting all my blessings will be added to Six Eyes Gospel, so you're right up there with Bizzle. So,
man,
I appreciate
it.
Have a great show.
There it is.
May
yes,
I?
Sir.
I appreciate that, man.
Yes, you may.
Absolutely, right. man. Go ahead, right ahead.
Mr. Poker Jones, I was looking up your music,
yeah.
and you ain't tell me it was on Apple Music, sir, okay? So I found it on Apple Music, and I heard all these songs. I said, look at him. He out here here doing his thing. But I really do love that Counting All My Blessings song.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find one song that we wanted to use. So I was like, I'm going to get them with this one. So that's why I picked that song. I like the beat of it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your head up. Do your thing. Much love from the squad.
Squad.
So, Mr. Checker, well, you know what? Since we couldn't find Change Man on the system, maybe I think he should be singing a little bit of that to us.
Why? You should sing Change Man.
I think he should sing some of that to us. That's what I think. That's just what I think.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let's see what you got.
That part, Mr.
Guy. Hint, hint.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all want me to sing what song? Pick a song.
Oh,
pick
yeah.
No, they would like
change
to sing
man.
A couple of
change
verses.
Man.
Change Man.
But you know what? And you know what about Change Man that I want to tell y'all? Change Man.
Mm-hmm.
Change Man has a real message in it for the men.
Okay.
Basically saying,
right.
No matter what you've been through, find you a
That's
find
right.
you a better direction. Pull your pants up. Get you a job.
There you go. There you go.
Don't let your family you starve.
What you say?
There you go.
You better talk. That part.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just real life situation. That we
That's
all
it.
Through, you know? And then no matter
Sorry.
when life goes low, you always go
mm-hmm.
high, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never let it get you to the point where it just breaks you down. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's parts in the song where I say things like, "Grandma said, Poker, better change your ways, or you ain't gonna live to see too many days. It's a whole lot of other ways you can get paid. Don't let that devil turn you into a slave."
Hey,
now,
you
that's the kind of song.
That's what I'm talking about.
Look, that's the kind of song. That's the kind of song to get you up on your feet. Two-step baby to the two-step beat.
Hey.
I work hard so my family can eat, because can't nobody feed them better than me.
You better say it.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
Like they say it ain't what you say, it's how you say it.
That's right.
That's how you say it.
That's
right.
That's
right.
That's
right. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's a powerful message right there.
So if you could collaborate a song with anybody that's singing right this out right now, who would it be?
You know what? It would definitely be somebody that's current right now that I think I can highlight and I could sound good with.
Mm-hmm.
It would actually be Kim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It would be
Kim.
Say,
yes, definitely.
I
hear that.
You say Kim.
I hear that.
Hold on. I'm going to tell y'all the name of the song. Hold on. I'm going to look it up right now. I'm about to tell y'all the name of the record. The name of the song is Groove On. I wrote a song called Groove On, and the song is basically talking about, you know, you done had ups and downs in a relationship, and you feel like you done lost yourself trying to cater to somebody else, so you finally get yourself back together and get your groove on. You can do your thing. You can celebrate you, right?
Oh, and trust and believe, Fantasia can come back on again now when you do that. See
that?
Mm-hmm.
Fantasia
ain't nothing to play with, okay?
She really
is
not.
Well, I think
my favorite.
I think I done got big enough. I honestly feel like I done got big enough now. I feel like I done got big enough now to where my people, my management, they can walk the records to them, and she would definitely
mm-hmm.
sit down and take into consideration now.
Absolutely.
It's all about levels.
Go for it.
And if you're making enough.
Let me fix it up for you. I'll fix it up for you.
But you know what's so crazy? Since my records blew up, I've done probably 6 shows with her.
Mm.
So we talked like numerous amounts of time. So, you know, it's levels to this game. I mean, when I first got my start, they told me that I would never be an artist, and this is actually a goal that I set to myself, and I'm going to share it with you guys now. I haven't even said this on an interview before ever. I've never said this on any interview. So I'm giving you people some exclusive because I'm in love with y'all. We're family now.
We love you, baby.
Thank you so much. Respect.
You better say it.
A guy, and I'm going to tell you what I mean by levels to this entertainment business, and I can't wait to meet him and look him in the face and tell him this same story, and I'm so close to being there now. I got booked on a show, and it was supposed to be artist, a solo blues artist, and a comedian. It's only supposed to be two artists. And we were booked here in Atlanta at a club called The Velvet Room. The guy that booked the show was T.I.'s manager at the time, Jason Jeter. He booked the show, and it was Kevin Hart and Polka John.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Mm.
And I was just
alive.
And Kevin Hart told me, because, you know, I mean, all of us as artists, when you see other people that's doing whatever, and
right.
They kind of get beside themselves and feel like they on your level before they not. You have to humble them. So Kevin Hart really humbled me one night. He told me, he said, let me tell you something, Poker. You got to get to my level. You got to get to my level. He said, if it wasn't for Jason Gia, I would even be doing this show with you because you ain't on my level yet, baby. You got to get on my level now.
Wow.
And I can't wait to look him in the face and remind him of that day.
Right.
The time, the person that booked us and all, so he can look at it and be like, see, thank you for inspiring me. Thank you for giving me that push I need.
Wow.
And you have to set goals within yourself like that with people that are doing similar to what you're doing because it's still the entertainment business, and that'll help you strive better for your goal, you know, that just give you that fire that you need, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's right.
Wow.
That's funny. You're going to get him like a step. You're going to have to get him like a step ladder so you can look him eye to eye when you tell him. But
no, it's crazy.
Tell him I said that.
Right.
I think what crazy part would be when he actually say that he liked these records and didn't even know that I was the one that sung some of these songs that he danced to all the time because the songs are made it to the radio. Because the songs are made it to the radio. It's over with. It's over. Game over. I turned down a deal with Universal, so game over.
Yeah, that part. Uh-huh. Now you need to get Kevin Hart dancing to one of your songs like Dip, baby.
Man, when
right.
Man, let me tell you something. When he hear the power of my records, he going to apologize. That's all I'm going to say.
That part.
Right.
And then make him dip.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, y'all, them goals, y'all.
I love it.
The one thing I can say with every record that I put out, every record that y'all listen to, what you can say from listening to them, none of them sound alike. Mm. None of the records sound alike. I try to take a different direction every time. It's a message everywhere, but ain't none of them the same message, right?
Mm-hmm. And they all got that groove in it where you can, like you were saying, at the backyard barbecue, at the family reunion, you know, at the class reunion, everybody out doing their line dances on just about any of those songs. And it just makes you feel good.
But one thing I've learned from being an artist, and I'll go back to what I said earlier about me being a chemist, and you have to have the right ingredients to touch a mass amount of people with music.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned from my people, what I mean by my people, I'm talking about brown people. Brown people have the tendency to not want to absorb information too quick. They would rather be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Majority of brown people like to be entertained before they like to, you know, pick up any nonsense. So you can't be boring and you can't be corny when you write music. And it's not easy to write records that spit knowledge and not corny. Because you can hear a record that spit knowledge, but you'd be like, that ain't it, though. Nah, that ain't got that right groove to it. So that ain't easy to do to give the people. Because, you capture them with the beat because they're going to dance to the beat. But at the same time, you subliminally give them something they can use in their everyday walk of life, right?
Right.
I just don't, and I do have something against. I do have something against with artists that don't take their time and put real penmanship and real wordplay into their lyrics. That just give you that 1, 2, 3 music, something that the shower wrote. I mean, people respect substance, and it's like a form of respect from you to them by giving them substance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell your story. Be very artistic with it. Tell your story.
That's it.
And you got to tell your story in a way where it touch other people. That's what makes you a good artist.
That's
period.
Right. That's what makes
period. You can't even put that behind that.
Amen.
So that's all every comedian is. That's all every artist is. That's all every painter is. expression, and you got to be able to express it in a way to other people feel it. That's it. That's it. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
You know? Wow. As far as shows, I mean, I'm actually headed to October 8th. I'll be in October 8th. I'll be in Greenville, South Carolina. November 26th, I'll be in Midway, Georgia, for the Bonfire Southern Soul Fest. And I'm just happy that I'm actually headlining all these shows. So I'm the main act. I mean, I've been working for this point. I've been working to get here. I mean, and everybody know from the entertainment business. That's what the majority of the money at, right? That's what the majority of the money at for the headline, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is all right.
I don't know how much time Mr. Poker Joan has left with us, but I would like to play a song, if that would be okay with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll tell you what. It's what we're going to do.
Oh, my gosh. Now, if y'all get up and dance, I don't know what to tell y'all, though. I'm just saying, just go ahead and grab your partner. Get ready to dance a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A little different here, maybe. A little old school here, maybe.
You look like that crazy that you said.
I thought we'd do a little something like this.
You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on the 6-5 Radio Network.
Let me see you do an old school dance. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause old school music go hard. If you love yourself like I love myself, let me hear somebody make noise. That old school taught us how to stick together, spend money with each other, we'll be rich forever. Hustle for your fam, make sure everybody's great. Put food on the table, make sure everybody ate. If it wasn't for the old, wouldn't be no music, wouldn't be no love, wouldn't be no groove, wouldn't be no jamming till 6 in the morning. Old school music made the party keep going. This beat make you wanna do an old school dance on it. Make you wanna do an old school dance. This beat make you wanna do an old school dance. Let me see you do an old school dance. This beat make you wanna do an old school dance on it. Make you wanna do an old school dance. This beat make you wanna do an old school dance. Let me see you do an old school dance. Hey, I was at the club. It was old school night.
Okay.
The DJ had them all on the dance floor, right?
Look at them.
You should have seen them doing old school dance.
Hey.
Everybody was doing old school dance. Birthday parties, they had drinks all over. A lot of celebrating, wasn't nobody sober. Dressed up the bar, so I sat at the bar. Seen something sexy watching me from afar. She walked up and said, I want to know who you are.
Okay.
You over here shining, so I know you a star. I told her first name Pope, last name Jones. I just came out to get my old school on. This beat make you want to do an old school dance, don't it? It make you want to do an old school dance. This beat make you want to do an old school dance. Let me see you do an old school dance. This beat make you wanna do an old school dance, don't it? Make you wanna do an old school dance. This beat make you wanna do an old school dance. Let me see you do an old school dance. That old school make you feel good on your worst day. Right now, let's do it for the birthdays. Aries, do that old school dance. Taurus, do an old school dance. Hey, Gemini, do that old school dance. Cancers, do an old school dance. Where the Leos at, do an old school dance. Virgos, do an old school dance. Hey, Libra, do an old school dance. Scorpio, do an old school dance. Sagittarius, do an old school dance. Capricorn, do an old school dance. Aquarius,
yeah, I heard that.
Pisces, do an old school dance. This beat make you wanna do an old school dance, don't it? Let me see you do an old school dance. Hey, make you wanna do an old school dance, don't it? It make you wanna do an old school dance. This beat make you wanna do an old school dance. Let me see you do an old school dance. This beat make you wanna do an old school dance, don't it? Make you wanna do an old school dance. This beat make you wanna do an old school dance. Let me see you do an old school dance.
That was old school dance by Poker John.
Let me see you do an old school dance.
Hey.
To reach.
Hey. It's a lot of old school dance you do over there, boy.
I'm over here rolling around, laughing, tapping my
head.
Everybody was tuning in. I'm here two pumps.
Told you that's that one, boy.
Hey, you know one of my favorite parts of that song?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
One of my favorite parts of that song is when I say, if you love yourself like I love myself, let me hear somebody make noise. And I point at Mike and the crowd makes noise. That's one of my favorite parts of the song. Because it reminds you to love yourself.
That's right, get involved. Right.
Yeah, that's definitely crowd participation. Right. I appreciate y'all for playing that, too. Thanks for playing.
And I love that song because you put the best band, Zodiac sign ever in there. Scorpio, hey.
Gemini, let's cut it out. Let's not begin. Let's cut it out.
Well, we all know y'all going to hate on the Scorpios, but
God,
I don't care about none of that other stuff.
Godfather, you better say Libra.
I made sure I said all the Zodiacs. I didn't forget nobody.
You sure didn't, but I'm just telling you what the best sign was, all you said.
Mr. Poker Jones, just to let you know, tonight is one of the squad members' birthday, Mr. Godfather himself.
Yes.
So I just want to put that out there real quick.
I want to take time to pause and wish Mr. Godfather a super duper extra happy birthday and many, many more. May God bless you with many more, Godfather.
Oh.
This is your time. This is special. You done made another trip around the sun, baby.
I know that's right, Godfather.
No,
that's
Godfather.
I'm right here. Thank you so much.
What's that slogan?
How sweet it is.
You better tell him.
Hang on. Don't forget.
Yes. And you know, we still can't forget. We got another one. That's Monday. We can't forget Lady Libra.
Oh, that's
now.
Right.
You got Miss Pride and Joy.
That's
hers
right.
Is Monday.
Right.
So.
Miss Pride and Joy's birthday is Monday. What is that? The 26th, correct?
Yeah.
26th, correct?
26th. That's correct. Correct.
26th. He's well picked.
I thought
picked.
He said you was going to be 26. I was about to say, okay, now.
Jada, I'll be 56.
Well fitted. I know that's why.
Right.
She ain't the same my age, baby.
Well, you know it's another week. Oh, right?
What's
another
name,
Libra on the
Jones,
phone?
Right?
Who is that? You?
It's another Libra on the phone by the name of Poker Jones.
Okay. Libra.
There you go. See that?
My son's birthday is right after his Friday.
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Okay.
Next Friday.
The 30th.
That's his birthday, huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So what are you going to do on your birthday?
You know, just probably sit back and relax because my son take all the fun out of it. His birthday is 6 hours before mine. His birthday is the 29th.
What are you saying by the time your birthday comes?
By that time, you might as well come back and chill with AJ and the squad on next Friday.
Right.
You ain't got nothing else to do.
Why?
You might as well come hard with us.
How old is your son going to be?
My son is going to be 5 years old.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well,
happy birthday,
Little
Poker.
Okay, Poker Junior.
And don't be hating on Little Poker. Shoot, he want to have his fun. He going to get cake wasted, okay? Cake wasted.
Have you put your son in any videos yet?
Yeah, they actually have their own TV show called Derek and Delilah's World on YouTube.
Wow.
And I think I heard of that. My daughter be watching that.
And Daddy is the producer. I'm the producer.
And who knew? Wow.
Oh, Jordan, you got you something to be watching, baby. Wait a minute.
And if you want to see episodes of it, just go to my website, PokerJones.com. You'll see episodes of their TV show on my website.
Okay.
Amen.
And just for the listeners, can you say
with
the name
family.
Of the show
can
one more time for the
family?
Hey, keep
and
it
what's
in
the name? Can we hear the name of the show?
Derek and Delilah's World.
Derek and Delilah's were.
Delilah's
were.
Derek.
That's them.
Okay, Derek and Delilah. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually them singing on the theme song, because I wrote the theme song and I took them to the studio and we all recorded our voices on the song. So I wrote it for them and they sung it.
That's beautiful. Aww.
That's awesome.
Keep it in the family. Keep it in the family.
We're definitely going to pull that name and put that on the Facebook page and play it on the podcast. That's for sure.
Man, if y'all hear that theme song, you're going to fall in love with that theme song. That theme song sounds so good. It's just very powerful. It's just talking about children just expressing how much they love their parents, right? Good parents.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
uh-huh.
We definitely need that.
Yeah.
We'll definitely make sure we get that on here. That's for sure.
Beautiful.
Yes. I mean, you just got to do everything. You just got to do everything positive that God put on your heart. You feel me?
That's right. Positivity. That's right.
That's right.
And that's just so sweet. His birthday is the day before yours. That's sweet.
Can't get more special than
that. Right?
They're so cute. Oh, my God. Look.
Yeah, he's the man. He's the man.
Okay.
He's a beautiful child. He's a beautiful child. Beautiful child.
Oh, my
for those
God,
of you just joining us,
hey.
We are here with Mr. Poker Jones. Phone lines are open at 424-239-6167. Call in, press that 1, join us, join the party.
Mr. Poker, we got a whole lot of people in here, to be honest with you. Now, the one that's unmuted, you're already spoken. Now, we got a lot that hasn't pressed 1 yet. If you want to talk, if you want to sit back and listen, that's fine, too. But if you want to talk, ask a question, feel free to press that 1. Open up
Absolutely.
That mic for you. Come on, join the party.
What I do more than anything, if it's an artist online, and if you do sing soul and blues music, that's the only type of music I do promote as far as helping other artists with their careers. I don't charge
uh-huh.
artists a dime. And I have a TV show called Soul and Blues Live TV that's on Amazon. It's on Fire Stick. You can watch it on Roku. It is basically a platform that's created to help artists with good quality videos and good quality music. You know, we just put
uh-huh.
yours up on the platform and we broadcast it out to everybody. And my co-host from TMZ, she's on TMZ, Stephanie Batiste, she's my female co-host. And, man, we have a ball. And God is so good because we only filmed maybe 20 episodes. And we got a major
uh-huh.
deal with Mr. Billy Carson, the owner of Forbidden Knowledge TV.
Forbidden Knowledge, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to take Mark the phone. I want Mark Soul to have a TV show, but Billy Carson outbid him, so here we are.
That is all right. I love it. Wait, someone's opening up a mic. Hold on.
So if you're an artist and you got music, so if you're an artist,
I think that he's saying something.
Your mic is
open. I think that he's saying something.
I heard him. I just want to get this person's mic open. I heard him.
Okay.
Hello. Hi. Is it one of you?
Hi.
I'm Tequila. I just come to speak to everyone.
How are you doing?
Hey,
Tequila.
I'm doing just fine.
Hello.
Say happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, Dad. And wish you a thousand
you,
more life.
And that's mm-hmm. good with God and yours.
Mm.
It's Libra season, y'all. It's official Libra season.
And, and today was actually the first day of fall.
Aquarius season.
It was.
That's right.
Yep.
Yesterday was the first day of fall. I'm interested in, like, some of the places, people, musicians, artists, you got some good stories for us, some good adventures you can tell us about.
Well, I think one of the best adventures I can tell you about was how I got my major start in my first big deal with Def Jam. I was actually doing radio at the time. I was still an artist, but God works in so many different mysterious ways. I was still an artist, and I had a manager at the time that lived in Oklahoma. It was right on the border between Texas and Oklahoma, a town called Lawton, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me there for an interview to basically promote my music. Make a long story short, the person that interviewed me liked my voice or whatever and my personality and offered me a job. And the money was more money than I ever seen in the music industry, so I took the job. I'm going to say this had to be during the time where crunk music was big here in Atlanta with Little John and Young Bloods and people like that was running the music scene and T.I. and all them.
Right.
That was pretty much during that time.
Mm-hmm.
The radio station that I started working for was actually number 6 in ratings. And in less than a year, I took that radio station to number 1. And we beat out a country station called K-Law, K-L-A-W. K-Law 101. That was the big station in town, and they played country music. So I took the urban hip-hop station to number one. I'm actually still on their website. It's a black-owned family. It's a family that owns the company, and they call Perry, the Perry family. And I know if you're in radio, you should know anything pretty much in the Texas and Oklahoma area, that black family, the Perry, they own Perry Broadcasting, and that's the family that I work for. And that opportunity really helped me sharpen my skills as far as being able to talk and being interactive and just everything that come along with being in radio that helped me sharpen up to be an artist. So one day I had a chance to renew my contract because my contract was about to be up. It was only a 2-year contract. And before my contract had a chance to be up, I got a CD that came across my desk, and the CD came from Def Jam. And I looked at the CD cover, and the name of the song was "I'ma Do Me." I'ma Do Me. If you remember that song, that song actually went to number 26. It actually went to number 26 on the Billboard charts. And the artist was Rocco. Me and Rocco went to school together. You know, and my mom taught him how to play Little League baseball or whatever. So we grew up together in the neighborhood. And Def Jam gave him $2.2 million for that one song. And I actually looked at the record, and I started playing the record on my radio station. And that same week that I was playing the song, Rocco got in touch with me, and he called me. He said, "Poker, you won't believe it. I just got $2 million for one song. Def Jam is funding everything. I got this big tour bus, and they gave me a 52-city tour where I'm going to every state in the country." I'm like, "Whoa, so what do you want me to do?" He's like, "Man, you know I can't do this by myself. I need you to get on the stage with me and be my hype man and entertain the people." I said, "What?" So y'all know I took the deal with Rocco. I left Texas. I left Oklahoma. I came on the road with Rocco, and we made so much magic, man. We made so much beautiful history together, and I had a chance to sharpen my skills with him, and we just sharpened each other, man. It was so much fun. In the midst of that, when I was in Texas, I made a lot of bad choices. I'm still young, and I didn't want to know to do with all that money and all that fame that I had at the time. Mm-hmm. And me naturally being from the streets of Atlanta, I went back to the streets. So I was dibbing and dabbing. I was half street, and I was half entertainment. And I made some bad choices. I actually owned some drug houses that people used to sell drugs out of, and I got caught up in the middle of it. Basically a secret indictment, basically where somebody come to your house that works for the police. They wear wires. They tapped. They record your conversation. They have video. And I got caught up in a couple of those phone calls and a couple of that video. And what saved me was the fact that I was on the road with Rocco all that time, because everybody on that secret indictment, which was about 35 people, every single one of those people went to prison and got prison time. They couldn't catch me or find me because I was actually on the road with Rocco. I got pulled over, and what's so crazy, the same story I told y'all about Kevin Hart was the same night that I got pulled over, and they ran my name and found out I had a warrant for my arrest in Texas and went back. When I say God was just talking my whole life, because all these stories tie themselves to each other. So when I get to Texas and I get to the jail, you know, I meet with the lawyers. They tell me the charges I have. Mm-hmm. The first offer they gave me was 20 to life was my first offer because of my criminal history and the fact I had been in the streets before and messed up and had prior convictions. I sat in that prison. I sat in that jail. I sat in there. My same friend that introduced me to that radio station, his dad was the biggest pastor in that town, Mr. Wendell Davis. God bless him. He's such a good man. He's such a father figure to me. He used to come see me all the time in jail. We used to sit and pray. We would talk. He would say he's going to help me get through this. I knew they didn't really have no evidence because I want y'all to understand, I wasn't physically a drug dealer. I didn't physically sell any drugs to anybody. I just owned the houses. When the people would come, they would see me talking to the customers. I would go in the back, make a phone call. One of the guys would pull up in the car, disappear. So physically, I never touched nothing, and I knew that the criminal system didn't have enough evidence to convict me. They basically wanted me to spit it out. So I sat in that jail for 2 years. The same pastor coming to see me every day. One day out of the blue, I just get a letter from him. I mean, I was so close. to taking some time. Because if you know anything about the court system, if you don't take the first offer and you're sitting there for a while and they don't have enough evidence, they'll come down with a real small offer. How are you going to offer me almost 20 years to life, but then you come back a year and a half later and you try to offer me 5 years, do three in prison? For that to drop so drastically, I knew they didn't have enough evidence to convict. So I just sat in there a little while longer, and one day I had a chance to pick my jury. I had a chance to pick the jury, and this is what saved me, ladies and gentlemen. The fact that I took it all the way to jury and didn't take any offers, that means if you take it to a jury, you have a right to confront your confront your accuser, right? That's one of the rules when you go to jury trial.
To the
so what saved me. What saved me was the fact that the same lady, you got to remember, I told you, she got 35 other people indicted. Everybody that she got indicted, they end up getting in touch with their people and putting a hit on her. So they were looking for her. So they basically ran her out of the town, and that's what saved me. They couldn't find her, and she couldn't come to court and testify, so they had to drop the charges. And now I'm here talking to y'all. But in the midst of all that, I'm going to tell you the craziest part about the whole story. That ain't even the craziest part. The craziest part is my conviction and me being in jail during that two-year period had a chance for an artist to come out of nowhere and become the biggest hip-hop artist in the United States right now currently with the most platinum records. I'm talking about no other than Future. Future. Rocco could not replace me. He had tried to find somebody to be his hype man. He was like, I need poker. So he went to St. Louis one day, and he found Future in St. Louis, and he told Future, I want you to be my hype man because I need you to help me because I have the record deal right now. Future didn't want to do that. Future wanted to be his own artist. So when Rocco introduced Future to L.A. Reid, he didn't know that Future was going to go behind his back and talk to L.A. Reid about getting his own individual deal. Which he ended up getting a deal with Epic Records. He got the deal with Epic Records, and Rocco found out about it. And Rocco didn't worry about it for the simple fact he had his paperwork together, and Future just said, forget that paperwork, I'm not going to honor it. But Future didn't understand, by the court of law, if you sign to a label, they can sue you for signing somebody else. Mm-hmm. So it ended up being maybe, I think it was a $10 or maybe $11 million that he had to pay. And they fell out real bad. They fell out real bad behind that issue. But you see, that Future has made, what, 8, 9 platinum albums? He has more platinum albums than Drake.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he come from nothing. But look, if I didn't mess up that one time and the Matrix glitched, if the Matrix didn't glitch, look what wouldn't have happened.
Right.
Ain't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
True story. True story.
God, you never know.
But I told that story so everybody would understand that every single thing that happens in your life happens for a reason.
That's
good
right.
And the bad. Everything is already written. So you might not understand why it's happening because you're actually living in the moment. So it's not meant for you to understand. How are you going to understand something when you're living in it? That don't even make sense. You won't understand until you come out. Then you'll look back and you'll say, wow, the universe is very powerful. Look how it has just taught me that lesson. Thank you, universe, for giving me that knowledge, that wisdom. That's where wisdom comes from, experience, right?
That's right. Experience, that's right.
So I tell these stories just to inspire people, basically, you know, just to inspire people. That's it, nothing else.
Amen.
I mean, it's nothing to brag about. A lot of people be ashamed about their past, but I'm not. That's where I come from. That's what made me the person who I am.
You better come on him.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. We all got
that's
one.
What
we all got
about.
One.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Mr. Jones, you need to write a song called Jesus Drop the Charges.
Hey. I can hear that. I can hear him doing that. And have everybody dancing to it.
Jesus.
Right.
Hey, could you play him two-step and slide to that Jesus Drop the Charge?
Jesus Drop the Charge.
Yeah.
And then they did.
You know what? Jesus dropped the charges and he came to the dope house and pulled out somebody called Pokey Jones out of the dope house. Amen. It didn't touch a thing, but Jesus dropped the charges because they didn't have nothing, amen, that could stick him. But because Jesus dropped the charges, because Jesus was on call, Amen. Mm-hmm. They couldn't do a thing. Amen. And they couldn't indict me, but I sit for a time in order to get the time with Jesus, knowing that all the while I couldn't see what he was doing, but at the same time, he was dropping the charge.
Yep.
There you go. There you go.
Y'all who don't know, Advantage Trading is the old Friday.
I'm here now.
If you need her services, hit us up. We'll get you in contact with her.
Believe me. Believe me. That's the only scare that I needed. To feel like I was going to lose all my freedom behind a mistake that I didn't even have to make. That was just basically saying, God, that was basically God saying, look, I'm giving you the opportunity, but you messed it up.
Right.
I gave it to you and you messed it up. I gave you everything you asked for and look what you did with it. Look at you. Look at you.
That's it. Come on now.
So believe me, I took that as a big lesson and a blessing at the same time because I changed. I did a 360. You hear me? I did a real 360. And that's what actually inspired for me to write Counting All My Blessings. That's what made me write this song. That experience is what made me write Counting All My Blessings.
So I have a question for you. So one part, have you ever been to any award shows? And two, what award would you think you would ever want to receive?
I have to say I just got it this year.
Okay.
The award that I always wanted, I got it. And this award didn't come from how many record sales I got. It didn't come from how many streams I got. It didn't come from how many fans came to the show and the ticket sales that I accumulated. This award came from serving God. This award came from all the hours I put in downtown Atlanta at the Renaissance Center, all the hours I put in for the Hosea Williams Feed the Hungry, all the hours I did for all the nonprofits and just giving back to the community, the fundraisers for the kids and everything, basically all my community service. I used to go downtown and just perform for the people and just whatever they needed me to do as far as volunteering, if I had to pass out meals. And all those hours was being totaled and accumulated up. And I think I did over – when they told me my total, I think I hit like – I want to say I hit like 12,000 hours.
Wow.
I did like I did it for years. I was just went down there. It was to the point where my lady was pregnant at the time. And my daughter wasn't even born, and she was in her stomach, and we was down there helping the homeless.
Oh.
It was powerful, y'all. It was powerful. And the award I got was actually the Presidential Award. The Presidential Award, it was signed by President Joe Biden, and it was actually given to me. Yeah, and the NAACP gave it to me. And, man, they gave me the – I got the pin that you put on your jacket. I got the pin. I got the certificate signed by Joe Biden. And I got a couple other things, but it came from the White House. Man. It was a lot of big people that day that got that award. I don't know if y'all was paying attention, but T.I. just got that same award this year.
Yep.
You seen that?
Wow.
I mean, so I don't think nothing could top that because it didn't have nothing to do with accolades. It had something to do with just being a good person and helping other people.
That's right. That part. That's right. You say it all the time, give back to who you can, especially the young ones.
So to answer your question, that's the award show I wanted to go to, and that's definitely the award I wanted. Now, don't that award make more sense than any other award you could think of helping other people?
It makes
more
sense.
That part.
If you can, Mr. Jones, did you drop us some information about that organization that you was working with, the Hosea Williams organization? Can you drop us
that's actually a website.
Facebook page, please. Okay.
That's actually the name of the website, HoseaFeedsTheHungry.org. That's the website, too.
Gotcha. Thank you.
But they always looking for volunteers. They always looking for help. They always doing their events every year. Okay. I don't know if y'all remember, but the girl Portia from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Portia is actually Hosea Williams' granddaughter.
Wow.
And I was hoping that she would carry the torch and continue doing what he was doing because he recently died.
Wow, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah, she did, but that was such a great legacy, and I don't want to see that die down. But you see, the family is not trying to really push it, but that is the number one and biggest event as far as giving back to the community in Atlanta. There's no event bigger than that because he got the most sponsors. You know, it was the most publicized, and I would hate to see such a big legacy and such a good thing go away. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it don't seem like there's nobody in the family willing to keep it going. You know,
I haven't seen anything about her doing it anymore. She did that one time, and I didn't see her doing it anymore.
And even that time, she did it, I felt like it was for the camera.
For the camera, that's all.
I felt like it was for the camera and for her image, because if she really wanted to do it, she would kept it going.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Does anybody
Mr.
have
Jones,
else
how you doing on time over there, sir? Oh, I'm good. I'm actually out here in the parking lot watching the cars.
Okay. All right. I don't want to cause a riot in the city.
But
like, where Mr. Poker Jones at?
But you know, I do want to say I thank y'all a lot for such good questions. All the questions are good. All the questions are awesome. I'm able to give you direct answers. You know, and you see, I don't sugarcoat it. I give you the truth, even if it make me look bad. I want you to accept me for me.
That's that right. Part, the truth can never make you look bad. The truth is the truth.
Right.
Have you ever made a song that you just did not like yourself?
Have I ever made a song I didn't like?
That you didn't like. Mm-hmm. After you made it and listened to it a little bit, I was like, no, I really don't like that. Any song that you've ever made, or you regretted making it, or just wish you hadn't made it, or just didn't like it, period.
You know what? I have to say I haven't never did that, because my method of writing music is so different from, you know, the average artist, because I don't need a beat. I don't listen to beats. When I write music, I write it in my head, and I jot down my thoughts, and it be all scrambled like a puzzle, be pieces of words everywhere, like little... I use a lot of good catchphrases, and I try to find a lot of powerful meanings, and I put it all together. So for me to even make it to the end, you see what I'm trying to say? There's no way I could even make it to the end of a song, and it be content that I didn't like.
Right.
Because I try to put a message in each record, so if I take the time to put it together and go find the beat, I have to know that I liked it.
Right.
So to answer your question, I've never wrote a song that I didn't like.
Okay.
Never.
Gotcha.
Okay. Beautiful. Do we have any people? Excuse me. Do we have any other people that would like to ask some questions of Mr. Poker Jones? Any comments?
May I?
Absolutely, sure. May.
My question is, have you ever performed at the club in Atlanta called Grown Folks?
Yes, sir, I have. Yes, sir, I have.
Thank you. Okay.
Grown Folks.
I actually performed there recently, maybe a month and a half ago.
Right, God, Father, what you
Don't you ask me no questions. I don't tell no lie. Don't ask me no questions.
A strip club, is it? Is that a strip club?
God,
no, it's not a strip club. It's actually
No, we're just being poking fun at Mr. Godfather.
I'm poking. That's cute, baby. That's cute.
Like
right.
I like that, right?
Well, the fact that I did say something about a strip club, I have to be honest. I did dib and dab for a minute in that industry. I want to say maybe 2005 to 2008. I was the face of the number one strip club in Atlanta, which is Blue Flame Lounge. So if you look at their website or any of their pages, you'll see back when I used to host it. And that was a very big job, because that club is so well known, and you meet so many stars by working there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually the face of Blue Flame for a long time. I was their voice.
Okay.
So I mean, if I did get in that strip club, like, I wanted to do something big that I could catapult from. I didn't want to do nothing small. You know, for me having that microphone, I had a chance to. That's how I met DC Young Fly. Me and him got a project together. That's how I met probably everybody that you can think of. It's not an entertainer that you can name that I haven't met in that club.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All the basketball players, you know.
Well, look, when you run across Candy Burris again, tell her I said I'm waiting to hear back from her.
Man, that's crazy that you said that. Being 100% honest with y'all, man, you know how everybody has a dream girl?
She is just a perfect
person. Candy was actually my dream girl for a while.
That's my girl. I need to see her.
I recently went to their restaurant. Whenever y'all in town, you need to come to a restaurant on Camp Creek Parkway called Blaze. Check out a restaurant called called Blaze, and it's owned and operated by Candy and Todd. That's their spot. It's a very nice spot.
You know, I started learning that one weekend. I was going to all her restaurants. Blaze, Old Lady Gang. I'm going to all of them.
Okay.
And I do own my own. I do own my own restaurant. I have a restaurant called Seaside Grill here in Atlanta. I'm the owner.
Okay.
And if you ever in town, come get some of the best seafood boil that you ever had in your life and listen to some live music.
You better talk to me now.
I promise you we will.
It's like another company trip, baby.
Sound like a business meeting. I'm trying to tell you.
Sound like a business
trip. That's seafood. That's me right there, baby.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
And what you say the name of that restaurant was? Seaside Grill?
It's called Seaside Grill. And that's me running all my social media for the Seaside Grill. So if you ever stop by any of my social media platforms for the restaurant, I'll speak back to you. Hey, this Poker Jones, what's going on? Get some of this food and drink now.
That's right.
Hey, Poker Jones, this is Angela's plate.
I mean, this lifetime, ladies and gentlemen, just max it out. Whatever God put on your heart, do it. Do it.
That's
just meet
right.
like minds.
Yes, open one
like
up
mine.
In Chicago.
Don't hang around
no
naysayers or no negative people. Hang around people that believe in you and you and that
that's
inspire
right.
you to be greater. And just
that's
go for
right.
what you know, because I ain't doing nothing special. I ain't doing nothing that nobody else can't do.
Right.
You're doing what you're supposed to be doing, that part.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, I got some people in Asheville, North Carolina that's going to be calling you, because I think you need to come and do us a show or something. So I'm just saying. You
I actually, I'm pretty sure they know a DJ named DJ Mel. She's a female right there in that same area in Asheville, and I did her birthday party recently.
Really?
DJ yeah, so, I mean, tell them to bring me up there. I'm there. Tell them put it together, and I'm there.
Definitely, definitely.
We're going to turn that thing inside out.
Like
I'll bring
Joe
my
Green
band.
Right there, y'all. That's a Joe Green.
Hey, look, I'll bring the band. I'll bring that band,
hey,
and we'll
yeah,
turn that bad boy
exactly.
inside out.
Hook it up. Right.
Yeah, please hook that up. Bring me that direction. Let's do this.
Yes,
yes. Put me on your calendar.
That
yeah.
They can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Poker Jones, you need to also do that homecoming bash for Florida A&M, the Rattler, FAMU, and FSU. Do they homecoming bash with everybody
now,
in town?
That'd be awesome. That'd definitely be awesome. Put it together, I'm down.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's awesome.
Amen.
I think they're calling me in now, y'all. They're calling me to come in.
Okay.
Well, you have a nice night.
You have a nice day.
Oh God,
a nice night.
So
yeah, I'm about to go in here and entertain these people, man. I thank y'all for y'all time. Thank you for your time. The most important thing and the most valuable thing we have on this planet, our time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for it. Y'all been beautiful. Thank you once again for your time. Thank y'all for having me. Once again, I'm Poker Jones. If you're looking for me, you can find me on all my social media platforms, which is my name, Poker Jones. That's everything. That's also my YouTube. And check out the website. I got merchandise on there. I got the upcoming show dates. And we working, man. We working.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We got
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I want to appreciate Mr.
It was
Poker
nice to have you, Poker Jones.
Blessing us
come
with
back.
His presence. Absolutely.
Man, we got to do it again when I got more time. Look, y'all see, I like to talk now.
Ain't nothing wrong
with
that.
You got a Facebook page. You can talk all the time.
We
you
like
want, sir. Go live. Drop content. We appreciate you. Come
yes,
on the podcast. You know you are now family,
time.
Sir. Anytime you want. You know the number. Pop on through.
Thank you again, y'all. Thank y'all again.
And
have a safe and blessed night, everybody.
And I'm going to play one of your songs on your way
have
out,
fun.
Sir.
You do too.
Go ahead, baby. Mm. Oh, how about that?
That was quite interesting and entertaining.
Oh, God.
Don't drop it.
Ooh, boy, oh, boy.
But I got to go to grown folks when he's there. I got to make my way over to Hot Atlanta.
I know you is. I know you is.
I was asking, was he a Georgia Bulldog fan or Georgia Tech?
Georgia Bulldog, baby.
I don't know. He's in Atlanta, baby. He might be a Georgia Tech. But I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan. Because I lived in Athens, Georgia for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
All right, y'all. Ooh.
Yeah. He's he's going to be in Midway, Georgia, to Blue Festival.
I like that. He was quite an interesting guy there. He was knowledgeable, and I really enjoyed it.
Yes, very humble.
Well, one,
very humble.
I will only give you an A. I'll give you a 100 for getting him.
Thank you, sir. Coming from you is very, very commendable. I thank you very much.
I know it would be.
You won't have to put you in the paper and talk junk about it.
I know, right? You see, I'm trying to say out that paper.
Right.
I might put that in my paper. Yeah.
Say out of the paper. So, we're going to move right along then. Everybody good? Just the people that's listening, and we thank you for being there. If you want to talk, just press that 1, and I can open up your mic. Everybody's mental okay? We didn't really check mentals today. Everybody's mental okay? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Mine is touched. Mine is so touched right now. I have no idea. God is amazing. God is amazing.
Yes, he is.
God is awesome.
Did you have some people from like Alabama where Godfather is from out there?
Is it? Ladybird.
205, yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, 205.
I guess I'm 205 because I keep everything alive.
We got to keep you away from grown folks.
You know what? I thought about that club. Grown folks.
You know about that club. Is this your birthday? It's your birthday.
Right. Yes, it is.
Whose birthday is it? It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Well, we'll go ahead and continue through with some business and take care of some business and find some business.
Okay.
Okay, let's find out if we should do this or not. Let's see. We should not. So as I was saying, everybody's mental okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, while we're thinking about that, let's pay some bills.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Do not text and drive. Do not. And put some seatbelts on.
I know that, my baby.
All right, so we're going to move on to our American History Moment. And I think tonight we are going to look at, since we just had Mr. Poker Jones, we're going to look at Quincy Delight Jones, Jr. He's an American record producer, musician, songwriter, composer, arranger, and film and television producer. His career spans 70 years in the entertainment industry with a record of 80 Grammy Award nominations, 28 Grammys, and a Grammy Award Legend Award in 1992. He was born March 14, 1933 in Chicago. Okay.
Ooh.
And he is only 5'6". He has
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8
children.
On TV.
I know, right?
Right.
No, but
he's
only 5'6".
No, he's not tall at all.
Wow. But yeah, he has 28 Grammys and a Grammy Award winning Legend Award in 1992.
Wow.
And I present to you Mr. Quincy Jones.
Oh. All right, now. Go, Quincy. Go, Quincy. Go.
Right.
Go, Quincy.
All right.
Yeah.
216, your mic is open. Would you like to talk?
Yeah, this is Quincy. Yeah, shit, baby. Listening to AJ and the Squad.
Wow.
You. Yeah. And in other news, that's Quincy
in
Jones. Quincy Jones. In other news, today
right.
is Ray Charles' birthday. So happy birthday to Ray Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Glad to be on that.
So before our next event, does anybody have anything? Because we got something else we need to take care of. But I thank you guys for being here. I thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight on the Six Sides Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court. Wait a minute, we have another one. All right. 404, your mic is open. Would you like to talk? 404, your mic is open.
Yes. Of course. This is Princess Raquel. Good
yes,
evening, everyone.
Hi. Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
I'm amazing. Happy,
yes,
blessed. And coming to join
right
all
there.
Of you all.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Definitely a pleasure.
What's going on this evening, everyone?
Well, we just had our great guest. Oh, God, he has touched me so much. And we got a few other things that we're going to get into. I'm trying to give somebody some time.
Amen.
Queen, is there a... Is that, do you see a 743 up in there?
743. No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am, I don't. There's a couple of more.
Okay.
205s.
Okay.
And that's a little good little crowd hanging out with us. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So we want y'all to make sure you come by next week. We'll have a dynamite speaker next week. She has a great, great story to tell. So make sure you come by and check her out next week. And then look forward to October coming in. And the Queen's Court will be back. Yes, they will be back the first Friday in October. We're definitely doing it only the way ladies can do it. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It's just what we do.
I know.
So with that being said, huh?
Is everybody all right?
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, with that being said, we're going to move on, and we are going to say happy birthday to the Godfather. Happy birthday,
yes.
Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Happy birthday,
Godfather.
Happy birthday, Godfather.
Yes.
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 and
one might be an 850, and one should be another 205.
850.
They said they were gonna try to get on.
I do have another 205. Nope, actually I don't. That one left. So this other one has got to be him. And no to the other.
That's it.
Okay. And of course, you know, we love our squad members, and we thank God for each and every one of them. So, you know, when things happen in their lives or they come across something, you know, we like to acknowledge who they are and what they are and how much they mean to us. So, of course, we're going to acknowledge the Godfather and it being his birthday. So happy birthday tonight, Godfather. However, also, although it's on Monday, we still have to also acknowledge Miss Pride enjoying her birthday as well. So everybody, happy birthday to Miss Pride enjoy as well. Well, we could not dare let it go by not acknowledge that too.
Thank you.
We're just not going to do that. That's just not going to happen. So with that being said, we're going to let me see. Let me dig into a bag of tricks and see what we can come up with.
A happy birthday to Godfather and Pride and Joy.
That's right. That's yay. Right.
Yes, thank you.
Perfect combination. Perfect combination. Who was that?
Godfather.
Thank you,
sweetie.
Happy birthday to the both of you. To the both of you. That is so sweet.
Thank you, thank you.
And if you all would do me a favor, I'd appreciate it very much. On the 21st was Papa Six Eyes' birthday, so happy Heavenly Father. Birthday
amen.
To Father.
Amen. Happy.
Happy birthday to your
birthday.
Father.
Happy birthday.
Papa Six Eyes.
Papa Six Eyes.
Papa Six Eyes. Five Papa Six Eyes. Happy Heavenly birthday.
You know you going to that.
Amen. Happy Heavenly birthday.
Appreciate y'all.
Amen.
Papa so, Mr. Godfather, we got this little poem for you, sir, because nobody says those words quite like you do. So, of course, the name of the poem would be How Sweet It Is. How sweet it is that you are such a good man. How sweet it is that you try so hard to love us and understand. How sweet it is that you possess such style and grace. How sweet it is that no one can ever take your place. How sweet it is that you show how much you care. How sweet it is that we're so glad that you are still there. How sweet it is that you are the Godfather, a fine man you are. How sweet it is you have so much love and compassion so deep in your heart. We love you, and how sweet it is to have you be a part of Pride and Joy, of AJ and the squad. We love you, and we couldn't do it without you, sir.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I just wanted to tell Tupi, I forgive you for trying to get someone to shoot down the Royal plane. You are forgiven.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll let you say something else, too.
Can you hear me?
Hi, welcome back. Welcome back.
Hi.
I'd like to say one more thing. The thing here on the line is just to have fun. Me and two people have a good relationship. We admire each other. But it's only for entertainment. It's nothing serious about it.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Just out of curiosity, the last song you heard.
We haven't. We haven't heard any of them.
We haven't heard nothing.
You haven't heard even the three songs. You haven't heard none of them?
Nothing.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I knew I was having technical difficulties. I couldn't get back on. I'm like, let me find out. That's crazy.
And I kept calling, kept going straight to voicemail.
Well, that listen, that's because I thought y'all was listening to the music.
Mm-hmm.
I just played, three songs back to back, the end to end for him, and the beginning to what we got going on.
We ain't heard nothing.
Wow.
We was the music.
We didn't talk
about
anything.
Okay,
well,
y'all been keeping yourselves entertained for the last 15 minutes?
Yes, but if you give us one of them for him, we'd greatly appreciate it.
I'll surely. Let's try this again.
Let's try this again. Oh, technology is great when it works, but when it doesn't, I tell you.
Right.
It's good as long as it's working, but when it's over.
To be loved by you. Oh, that's some guy's
And you know what's going to be so funny? Hold that thought and keep that same energy. You just wait for it.
Okay.
Wait for it.
You all right, Kim?
Yeah. Godfather.
Yes, ma'am.
You all right over there with me?
Oh, I'm fine, babe. I'm just sitting here enjoying myself. What? I was listening to some distance.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday, Godfather, from AJ and the Squad and the
6 Eyes Radio
Network.
Oh, with that music.
Yeah. Did you get the
hint?
Did you get the
hint? I needed the shelter of someone gone. Yes, I did. There you
were. Okay.
Needed someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do. How sweet it is to be loved by you. You're so fine. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went seemed better than before. But you brighten up for me all of my days. Love so sweet, so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Oh yeah, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Just like sugar sometimes. How sweet it is. Thank you, baby. Oh, yeah. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Happy birthday, Pat and Joy, from AJ and the Squad, and the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Enjoy.
Yeah.
We don't play around here.
Gonna have a perfect time tonight. Every time that we meet, we skip and we dip through the day. But in the world, we'll be better than getting together. That's why your mama told you that you couldn't go out.
That was Bad Boy.
Godfather.
By Luther Vandross.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Miss Untackable. Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome so much.
Is you and Miss Pride and JoJo dance, huh?
That what?
The next dance, you and Miss Pride and JoJo gonna dance.
Oh, baby, I'm willing and I'm able.
I definitely apologize for the technical difficulties.
It's okay. We're working right on that.
So,
Godfather, before you
up.
Dance with her, we need to know how well you know her. So, Godfather, these are questions that you have to answer about Miss Pride and Joy. Now, if anybody want to help you, they can. But this is your right hand, so we need to make sure that you know these things about her. And if you're wrong, she's going to tell you the answer. So we're going to spell out her name, the Pride and Joy. So the P, who would she like to go to a party with?
God. Who would she like to go to a party with? P?
Who would she like to party with? Yes. Well, one person would she love to... I mean, she can't really party with him now because he's not really here no more, but... You know.
But Luther Vandross, baby.
Okay, there you go.
I know that'd be Luther.
All right. Well, tell me, is she right-handed or left-handed?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to think she's left-handed.
Miss Pride and Joy, you left-handed?
No, Godfather.
Well, honey, I don't know, baby.
I'm gonna take the right-handed.
I thought that was a tricky question. That's why I went the other way.
You know, most people are right-handed. Most people are right-handed, Godfather.
Right. Let's go with the eye, right, Godfather. What's her favorite ice cream?
Who's favorite ice cream? Her?
Miss Pride and Joy. Don't have like you don't.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
Wait a minute.
God,
and if any of you guys know, y'all can help them out. Y'all can help them out if y'all know.
Is it strawberry?
No. Mm-mm.
It's not strawberry. You even got two more guesses.
Would it be chocolate? I hope not.
No.
It would not be chocolate.
LeVar Spiegelman.
No.
What's he called?
I don't know.
Maybe he has his own line of hamburgers. Maybe he got his own line of ice cream. I don't know.
Does anybody think they know what her favorite ice cream is?
What? Would it be black walnut?
Okay. And see, what's your favorite ice cream?
Wow.
Butter pecan.
This is the Godfather. That's that old ice cream.
Okay.
Okay, for D, what is her favorite thing to have for dinner?
You need to press 1 so they can see you on the circle's cube.
Two piece
got something going on the side right now.
I know.
What is her favorite meal for dinner?
No, I don't know.
For all the callers who just joined, whether you on P&J 10 or you are on the podcast, please feel free to join in.
You're trying to see who knows Miss Pride and Joy, because obviously Godfather does not. So.
Obviously. I know he's going to hear about that later, I'm sure.
We're going to put you in your own newspaper. Right.
Breaking news.
What is her favorite food?
Her favorite meal for dinner. Would it be greens, Pride and Joy?
You can put some greens with it.
Okay, we'll take some greens with it. What else we going to have?
It would be baked chicken.
Would it be baked chicken, Miss Pride and Joy?
No.
I hope not with no greens, because that's going to be real nasty.
Would it be?
I don't know how y'all do it down there, but we do it up here. Baked chicken and greens definitely go together.
Oh,
just remember,
no.
Hot cross cornbread,
you give me some baked chicken. You give me some rice and gravy with some baked chicken.
Would it be ham? H-A-M ham.
We can take ham.
I can see the ham with the greens. I can see the ham with the greens.
They do.
Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and try the E. What excites her the most? What when she talks about it, she gets excited. You can just hear the glow in her face. Ooh. She's just so bubbly about it.
Ooh.
There's a couple of things, but you know, we'll take a couple of different answers. But
I think it would be her children.
Her children would be one. Yes.
Oh Lord, yes.
Who's that singer?
Her children and God.
Okay, that's the two we're looking for. All right. Okay, the A. Has she ever been on an airplane?
No.
Yes.
And
no.
C, have you ever flown?
No.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. We ain't never flown.
No. She ain't got no wings. She ain't going.
All right. All right. For the end.
What is
it? Different.
Who got that?
How many different names can you call? Has she been called? I'm trying to really ignore that. How many names has she been called? Or how many names do you know of her by?
Three.
And what would those be, sir?
PJ, Pride and Joy, and Boss Lady.
Okay, there's more. Anybody else know any different ones?
Peanut butter jelly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these are
because
Mr.
Six gave her a new name. Does that one count?
These are names that she went by herself, not nicknames that was given to her.
Oh, okay.
Muted.
Okay. I know.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Queen, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to meet it.
Somebody
meet it. Yeah,
they can't do me like
that. Yeah, we're monitoring that because we wanted to give people on the P&J and everybody else that was aware of what was going on with Godfather and Pride and Joy, the opportunity maybe not necessarily to be here, but to be there and still be here.
What happened?
That's why you hear of that going on in the background. As long as they don't get disruptive, we will continue. But
we
if things get
you.
Out of hand over there, we're going to disconnect you from here. Holler at you later.
We do hear you guys, so you don't have to keep pushing buttons. You don't have to keep
That's
thinking
right.
you're muted. We hear
all
you.
You got to do
we
is
know
speak.
You're there.
You are alive. All
we're
going to
do, we're gonna tell you when you
speak
can
speak. Up, say hi.
So just hold tight. Answer a question if you can. Does anybody know any more names that she has actually went by, not nicknames that we have given her? Nicknames that she's actually went by throughout the course of her 10-year tenure. Okay, so if anybody heard of her sign, y'all know what her sign is, right? Have y'all ever heard her
Libra.
Go by that?
Libra.
Lady Libra, okay.
Lady Libra.
Lady Libra.
Yeah, that's right.
Lady Libra.
Yeah, that's right. Lady
I know that
was a long time ago.
Yes, yes. NC, is there any more? This is Lady Libra, NC, Pride and Joy. I know about that bunny thing, but I don't know if that was your own bunny thing.
that was her name when I used to play that Amber Rated X games. Yeah, that was my name, Energizer Bunny. Yeah.
Energizer, but would you like to have?
Okay, all right.
You want to talk about what those batteries was energizing? Hello?
No,
this keeps on going and going and going. Oh, no.
Well, that's mine, too. That's
all
what
right. So we're on our D. Does she like dark meat with chicken or white meat chicken?
Dark.
She likes white.
Dark. She likes dark meat.
Dark.
All right, Miss Friday. So which
I
one you like?
I think she over there have some other
like?
Type of thoughts about chicken.
White meat.
White meat. Whoa.
That's right.
White is right when it comes to
the healthy,
meat.
The healthy part of chicken.
All right. We're going to our J. What is her favorite juice? Does anybody know her favorite juice?
Apple juice. Cranberry.
We got an apple with a cranberry. Okay. We got apple, we got cranberry.
Yeah.
I said it would be apple.
Another apple, okay. Beetlejuice.
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 juice. I don't know. Cranberry juice.
Ocean Spray. There's a lot of different kind of cranberry juice. Now they've got they got lemonade, they got pineapple.
Ocean Spray cranberry. They got everything. Cranberry mixed with everything. I promise you.
Cran mango.
Yes,
that's what I drink. Yep, cran mango, cran pineapple, cran blueberry, cran pomegranate.
And that cranberry tea? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cranberry tea.
That's good.
Yeah,
I
take
that the other day.
Okay, we got just a couple more. What about the O is, has she ever been outside of North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no,
and
Ms.
the Pride, why?
I'm supposed to answer.
That's
so
good. How, like Panama said, to the camp, army camp down that way, you know.
Okay.
You like going camping?
Pray down that way. Okay.
So our why, how young is she turning on Monday? Does anybody know how young she's turning
the
Monday?
26.
Now, you know, they always say you're not supposed to ask for her age. The one thing I can say about her, myself, and Tammy Tucker, we've never been afraid to say how old we were. So, Ms. Pride and Joe, how old will you be on Monday?
5'7".
I will be 56.
I
young.
Got it, baby.
Because we're the same age
for 3 months.
Still got
yeah,
a whole nother half a century.
We're the same age for 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're only halfway there. You got a long way to go.
I'm almost there.
All right, so you guys just came in or came in connected. Would any of you guys have anything to say to Godfather or Miss Pride and Joy? One at a time, please. One at a time.
Happy birthday to you.
Anybody? You may talk now. Anybody? You may speak. Anybody?
No trolling allowed.
I want to speak. Go ahead.
You may.
Go ahead. I want to say to the both of you, you are very special. You're beautiful and wonderfully made. And Godfather, you are handsome. You know, I like to call my gentlemen handsome. You know, and men, men of God. You know, I like to call my men, all of them. Amen, because I don't ever want them to doubt that they're not, amen, special and unique and wonderfully made. And I always like my ladies. I call my ladies my girls. I call them my beautiful. I call them my angels. Amen. I call them my queen.
1 second, please.
Amen, because I always want to plant that seed that you are beautiful and you don't have to get the okay from anyone else. But then if you believe in yourself, amen. Amen. Ain't nothing nobody can touch either of you. And I tell you, God is sticking to you just like that. And you handsome man, keep on being handsome. Keep on being as sweet as you are. And the swat pride and joy. Amen. You keep on being who you are. As an interviewer, the woman of God that you are. Amen. The most vivacious and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman. Amen. I just ask the Lord just to continue to bless you. Great mom you are, great friend you are, great sister in Christ that you are, and you can't beat God's giving. As long as you remain the same, don't change for nobody. If you change, change for the goodness of Christ, and that God will continue to elevate you even more. Godfather, you continue to be Godfather, and there's no doubt about it. Ain't no shoulder you're going to get, because I love you just the way that you are. And both of you just be blessed. And many, many, many more birthdays for the both of you. May God continue to bless you immensely. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Erico 386, your mic is open now. 386, your mic is open.
Come on, Florida.
Hi.
I'm 386.
Go right ahead.
Hey, cup of cake, cookie, cookie. Hey everybody, it's Donella. I enjoyed the segment tonight. I didn't know that y'all had this going on. It was really nice. I enjoyed it. But I want to shout out the birthday queen.
You're not the only one that's going to be scared.
Okay. I want to shout out the
Will.
Go ahead, cupcake.
What's going on?
Okay. Please understand, guys,
that this is live, okay? This is heard all over the United States and in some countries. I need you guys to make sure you govern yourselves accordingly, please. And let's not jump. Let's speak one at a time, please, if you don't mind. I really appreciate that, okay? Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Donella.
Okay, I wanted to shout out.
I hear my phone because it's like doubling.
Hey.
Okay.
Sad. They just seem like they gonna talk when she's out. Like, who does that?
I think they might have a three-way or something.
What?
Hold
my
on for
phone
sure.
Is weird.
Put yourself on mute. Put yourself on mute to your car to talk.
Miss Donnell, is anybody on your three-way?
No, I've been here all night.
Okay. No, I'm just saying because I didn't want to have to be to put you on because I'm getting ready to start.
No.
Okay, you
but
go ahead.
But I do know who it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can figure it out real quick.
Okay.
Okay, did we take care of the problem?
Okay. I want to shout out the birthday queen. I really appreciate you. We've seen chat lines come and go, and you're still standing. You did amazing turnaround for Christ, and that was really remarkable a couple years ago. And I appreciate every time I have something going on in my chat line, and you don't hesitate to come and help out. And I really appreciate that. That means a lot. And happy birthday to you. And happy birthday to you, Godfather. I love
thank
your personality.
My phone is funny right now.
And we got it going. And I just love everything about your Godfather, and I wish both of you many, many, many more trips around the sun.
Well, thank you so much. We thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate
you so
much.
Can y'all
thank
tell
you,
me where that area code is coming from?
That's not, actually, they're on somebody's three-way because the numbers that I see, I already know who they are. So whoever that person is on somebody's three-way.
Right. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss that a little later. I just want to do security in the other place. I sweat that one, so that's not an issue.
Right.
I want to call you back. Let me call you back because my phone is acting funny.
You know what?
Okay. I know what they are. It's not me, though, but I just know who it is,
we know
so I know
you,
where they are.
I muted a couple of people. No, ma'am, it's not you. It's not you at all.
Y'all enjoy
your
night.
You coming by.
You enjoy your night, too. Have a nice
appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right,
thank
love.
You, thank you.
Not a problem.
I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the family.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Appreciate all the support and love. Absolutely.
You're welcome, though. Thank you for accepting my invitation.
You got it.
Anybody else? Anybody else?
I don't know. Go ahead.
I wasn't going to say anything else. I was going to say
something about that. Oh, I thought somebody else was going to say something.
I was
going
to say something. This is uncheckable. I just want to say happy birthday to Pratt and Joy and Godfather. I wish you guys many, many more to come.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy
mm-hmm.
your day. Enjoy your weekend, mm-hmm. should I say.
Okay. The
check.
Celebrate the rest of this month.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And
you're
I,
welcome.
Well, this is Six Eyes.
Go ahead, Mr. Six.
And I just want to say happy birthday to both of you. Pride and joy, Godfather. I mean, every day is your birthday. And tomorrow got something special for both of you. So stay tuned.
All right. Amen.
That's what's up.
All right.
And I also Hey, welcome in, welcome in.
Who's
I also want
to
say happy
to
birthday
side?
To
oh, yeah.
Godfather and Pride. Go ahead, Pride and Joy. Go ahead.
Somebody was saying something.
She just left out.
She kept saying her phone is messed up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is she back?
This room has been three-way to Pride and Joy's the birthday celebration.
Yes, that's cool. That's fine.
Yeah, we know.
As long as there's no disruptions.
Really?
As long as there's no disruptions. Yeah. Yeah.
We just get it back in here, and I didn't hear anything, Cupcake.
Well, no, that's fine. Like I said, as long as there's no disturbances, like I said, we're close to closing out another great classic show. But for right now, like I say, we're having fun right now. So as long as there's no outbursts, no disrespectfulness, not too much on a profanity, we're fine. We're all right. Appreciate everybody coming. Appreciate everybody showing up. And I, as well, would like to say happy birthday to Godfather and Pride and Joy.
And thank
like
you.
I say,
and they were having presentations. And Ebony, she kept saying her phone, we could hear OS kept talking.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Like I was trying to say, I know Godfather and Pride and Joy, but I don't know Godfather and Pride and Joy. But we have gotten a lot closer since we have all been on the Six Eyes Radio Network, and we all came together with our special qualities and put AJ and the squad together. So I personally want to thank Mr. Godfather and Pride and Joy for all the hard work, dedication, and time that they put in to make what we happen every week special for all the listeners, for all the callers. So once again, for me personally, AJ, calling out of Cleveland, I'm going to say happy birthday to Godfather and Pride and Joy, and thank you for everything that you do on the Six Eyes Radio Network and making AJ and the squad as special as it is by adding your special qualities to what we do. Thank you.
Amen.
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 You're welcome.
So I guess so Godfather. I just want to tell you that you are extraordinary, and that there's no way there could have been two of you, because you are definitely unique in a class all by yourself. And
that's
just
right.
The wisdom and the knowledge and the love that you show, not just the young men that come on this establishment, but us as well. You've always been cooperative. You've always done whatever I've asked you to do. You've always been right there. And you are the epitome of what a man is supposed to be,
that's
and how
right.
a man is supposed to make a woman feel. You've always been very kind to me, very respectable. We've laughed. We've joked. We've had great conversations. And I won't call you a father because we up there, but you have given me that father intuition from time to time, and I appreciate that in you. And I hope that this day is as special as you are, and if it's not, then I hope it continues to get that way. But thank you so much for who you are, what you are, and everything that you've brought to us, as AJ said, to the squad, and the special qualities that only you could add. And we thank you so much for that, and happy birthday, sir.
Thank you very much.
My girl, my pal, my friend, my twin. Oh, my God. So you've been at this thing for a long time, and so have I. And when we came together, of course, certain people thought that that's just not going to work because y'all both too strong-minded. Y'all both bullheaded. Y'all this and y'all that. But if I had to pick my twin, if I had to make up my twin for myself, it would be you. We have laughed, we have cried, we have talked about things that I've never talked to anybody about. You've always listened, and I know a lot of people think, well, you let Miss Lady get away with everything. Really, she does not. Believe me, she gets on me too, and she puts me back in my place, and she tells me, look, you shouldn't have did this, and you shouldn't have said that, and let that go, and don't react to this, and don't. We have talked about everything under the sun, and I truly hope that I have been that friend to you that you have been to me. I think you are awesome. I think you are about your business. And if there's a superwoman, then you walk around with your ass on your chest because you are just that. And if I can ever, whatever I can ever do for you, you know I always got your back because I would cut. Anyway, you know how I feel about you. And you know that before I let anybody downgrade anything about Pride and Joy or 5930, it's going down. So I hope that I've been that support to you that you've needed. I hope that you know how much you mean to me. And just know that we got a lot more years to go. And I thank God that he sent me over here, and I ain't going nowhere. I love you, baby. Happy birthday.
I love you, too. And thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I got my tissue and my box of tissue.
Thank you so much. You've been a great friend to me. We don't have some lies. We don't have some lies. We don't have some cries.
We have, we have to write up the book.
So thank you so much. I just want to say, you know, yesterday, I just want to say, talk about yesterday with me and my youngest daughter, Ayani. You know, Yanni is so special. And yes, she called herself, like, doing my hair yesterday. So when she got to doing my hair, I thought about something. I said, you know what, Yaya, let's just cut my hair. I'll never cut my hair. I said, let's cut her. This is Cancer Awareness Week. So let's just cut my hair. And I cut my hair. It's to the neck. It's not long no more. And then I told Mahogany to take it to a place for a child. For a child that's at school, maybe getting picked at or something.
Right.
Because, you know, of that cancer. Or even what the disease that Jada had. I mean, yeah, that Jada Pickett had. You know, either the disease or whatever that. Take this and give it to them. And give it to them, you know, for that special child. And that was just, I think it's so awesome because, you know, I just started doing that, you know. Instead of just piling all the hair in the bag, I just told her, you just take this and give it to that child. Because there's a child out there that needs that hair. It's a child out there that's getting picked at. And that right there will give that child some hair to put on their head. So that just made me feel so good yesterday. So I just wanted to share that with y'all.
That's a blessing. That's definitely a blessing.
Absolutely.
It just goes to show selflessness. That's a blessing.
Absolutely.
Is Yaya on the
Live Radio Network? Go ahead.
Is Yaya on the line with us? I don't know. She said she was gonna call in.
I think Yaya probably done went to sleep. Yaya went to a game. And I'll say what she got for work.
That's my girl right there. She was picking with me. We need her to be awake, and now she's asleep.
She texted me and told me, okay, but I don't know. She maybe done went to sleep.
My baby done went to sleep, honey. You know, because she had to go talk to the people. What's the name of that place, Landis Clay? Platinum Fitness. About they took $130 of her money, girl. She hot about that.
I know that's right.
I'll be right back. I'm going to have this.
That's right.
Oh, good. We got some
new
games.
You better know it. Anybody else got anything they want to say? Anybody?
May I?
Absolutely, you may.
Okay, like I said, you know, I try to give some of the younger guys advice. I try not to get deeply involved in this situation, and I try to keep it on a friendly base, but sometimes it does get, I get deep, because I feel like these are just like my kids, and I probably go a little bit overboard. But anyway, I be trying to help them. Like, I have some young guys call me blah, 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 and I'm going, okay, what do you think about it? It's not what I think, it's what you think. But then still, it comes back with, what would you do? I don't know. I'm not in your situation. But anyway, I try to be foolish and say, well, just think about what you're doing and come back to me. Then we'll make that sound decision.
That's right, Godfather.
So there was another 205 that just wanted to open their mic, just opened. 205, not you, Godfather. There's another 205.
This is Mother Patrick. I finally woke up, but I was hearing you guys, too.
Hi.
But, pride and joy. That's a wonderful name. That's powerful. I know you got a lot of story behind that name. It's probably personal, but it was the reason you started off calling it pride and joy. And I can figure out some of the good stuff, but I'll let you figure out the rest of it. But when I first met you, you're still the same. I love when you say, hello, 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 hello. Can't nobody do that like you.
Right.
That's just a friendly, welcome, joyful welcome. Don't mind coming to see what you want. So I'm glad to be in the empire. I'm glad you're my boss lady. Always there. I say you're always available, but you do come around when I get you. Get in when you fit in.
Right.
But through it all, though, I'm so glad to be in the empire. And, cause don't nobody treat me like my pride and joy do. You always get along. You get along with everybody, but I don't see you halfway snap. But I think
halfway, halfway. Well, lucky you. You've only seen halfway,
right?
That's good.
Yeah, she's smiling face. She laughed, and I like that. That's joy. Joy is powerful. Joy all over the Bible. So. Keep your joy and keep your pride, baby.
Right.
It will continue to grow. And as you continue to be who you are, it will continue to grow. And I hope you have many, many birthdays. I wish I could be there to get a piece of your cake. And Godfather, how sweet it is. Sharp as mad as Birmingham, y'all. Sharp, you're sharp, man. He dressed very, very nice. That's my opinion. It's all about him seeing it. They just don't know. I like to see him dress his clothes fit him very well. Like everything in the right place. And I just, you know, he be late, you know, shoes and all. I don't know if his socks be matching or not, but hey, I don't see the socks, but I see the outside of him. But he's a very nice person. He's nice to be around.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to have fun, and he'll tell you this. I don't have enough for you, young lady. He good for being a chat line father, though. And he said he's going to get a switch to the one that don't act right. So Godfather fit his name because he don't mind telling people at the time they out of line. So Godfather, I hope you have many, many more birthdays. And keep being sharp, my brother.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate those remarks.
Amen.
Right.
And LeVar says, happy birthday to you both. He's glad he's met both of you. And you all get a free burger, Modelo beer, and bottomless fries at Club LeVar.
No.
Baby.
So, there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Well.
Real quickly. I know, real quickly, like we always do about this time before we get up out of here. God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say, amen.
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 You want to do that before we head out?
I want to say thank you to Mr. Poker Jones. Thank you to the Godfather. thank you to Pride and Joy. Thank you to all the callers, listeners. Thank you to Mr. Six and the 6 Hours Radio Network, and of course, AJ and the squad.
Right.
That part right there. And don't forget every Saturday, 11:30, check out Kicking It with Six and DJ ATL, Pride and Joy, and Nicole. Join in with the latest, hottest music and great commentary. Go check them out. Make sure y'all check them out.
AJ might have you fill in because he's at Jake's Fish Fry.
We'll have to talk about that. I'm probably going to get like cut a check or something. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. Or if you're not available, I'll fill in.
I might be able to. We'll talk about it. Definitely talk about it. Because maybe can he fry fish? Because if you can't fry fish, I mean, I'm going to bring my own hot sauce, but...
It was something last week. It was something last week. I'm like, okay, is this... Yeah.
It might have been the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol.
That's what I said, man. I said, you had a couple of drinks. I get it. Six Lives, I didn't drink a thing.
He was definitely lit.
Yeah.
He was lit.
Since everybody get a chance to hear that last one from Mr. Poker Jones, I think we're gonna leave out like that then, if that's okay with you.
That'll work. That's just
all right.
Thank you. We definitely thank everybody for coming out and partying with us and just hanging out.
Yes.
It was a great night. Another great night.
Yeah,
with AJ and the squad on the 6 Hours Radio Network and the Queen's Courts. Thank you guys so much. Hope that you two have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful birthday. Send me a piece of cake from both of y'all. I don't really care what kind they are.
You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
Focus on Queen. Yay. And we don't even know our powers. Girl, together, I'm thunder, and you shower, and we make it rain.
And we make it rain.
The storm blew all the curtains open. Then that wind came in. We don't feel like going out tonight, so me and her, we staying in. We gon' Netflix, we gon' chill. No pressure, baby, that's real. When you're in the mood, we gon' change the groove, and I'ma tell you something you feel. She said, Pope, it's been so long. The last man was loving me wrong. He didn't take his time, he didn't wind her down. He didn't know how to turn me on. I told him closer, baby. I wanna feel a little closer, baby. I promise you I won't hurt you, baby. She said, Poker, please hurt me, baby. We made it rain.
Hours.
We did it front to back, back to front. I'm thunder, you my shower. We made it rain.
Hours.
We did it front to back, back to front. I'm thunder, you my shower. We made it rain.
Hours.
We did it front to back, back to front. I'm thunder on you, my shower. We made it rain.
Hours.
We did it front to back, back to front. I'm thunder on you, my shower.
You're like thunder, lightning. Do you love me the right way? And let's just ride. Making it.
crash. Back to burn on thunder, you my shower, we made it rain. We did it back to back. Back to burn on thunder, you my shower, we made it rain. We did it front to back, back to front on thunder, you my shower, we made it rain. Hours. We did it front to back, back to front on thunder, you my shower, we made it rain.
At the end of the night, girl, better be staying. You the man, you the man, you the man. At the end of the night, girl, better be staying. You the man, you the man, you the man. If you're at the age of the life, when you know what you're back to the front, to the front, to the front. If you make a bedroom, boom, boom, make them call back, boom, to the back, to the back, to the back. Thunder, you my shower.
Yay.
Thunder, you my shower.
Yay.
Thunder, you my shower.
Yay.
Thunder, you my shower, girl. Thunder, you my shower.
Yay.
Thunder, you my shower, girl.
Yay.
Thunder, you my shower.
Yay.
Thunder, you my shower. Made it rain. We did it front to back, back to front on thunder, you my shower, we made it rain.
Hours.
We did it front to back, back to front on thunder, you my shower, we made it rain.
Hours.
We did it front to back, back to front on thunder, you my shower, we made it rain. We did it front to back, back to front on thunder, you my shower, we made it rain.
And that was Polka Jones, Thunder and Shower.
All right.
Thank you everyone for coming.
We'll
catch y'all next Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Come join AJ and the squad.
Squad.
What they say at the end of the club, you got to go, you got to leave him. What
you ain't
mean?
Got to go
what
home, but you got to get
well,
up out of
here. We headed to the after party. We headed to the after party. I'm ready to go. Well, never mind. We're being recorded. But, yeah, let's go party. Let's go party.
He says he's going to make it rain.
Yeah. There's going to be some type of raining going on. Oh, yeah, that part. Yeah, yeah.
Go to the virus club tonight.
Somebody
pick me up.
No problem. We got the Uber on the way. It's en route. Definitely en route.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
You
another great one. Another great one. You want to turn the lights out? I'll lock the doors.
Yep. I'm about to turn the lights out. So if you're afraid to
talk,
you better
everybody.
Walk out now. Good night.
Good night.
I'll catch y'all on the other side.